Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
There we go, 52 degrees, 6 o'clock on the nose. Hi.
Hello.
We went to put out the stuff for the mailman on Saturday, you know, where they pick up the canned goods and stuff.
Yeah.
And the Gleaner said, by the way, they wound up shorter than normal because of the rain.
Right.
People didn't want to put stuff out. So we were cleaning out the pantry this weekend, and we found in the back a Thousand Island dressing that had an expiration date of 2011.
I hope you didn't leave that out for people.
It was brown. I wanted to bring it to work. Kathy's like, no. I said, people need to see this. It was dark brown.
That's gross.
For a split second, there was part of me is like, I should try this.
Ugh.
Why not?
Then you'd be calling in. I am really sick because I ate some expired salad dressing from 2011.
Now, I was told that the expiration date is 7 days. You can go 7 days past that.
It depends on what it is, I suppose, but I don't think I would be brave enough to try something from 2011 considering it's 2018. Not 7 days, not 7 years.
You know, that's apples and oranges, isn't it? I mean, that's, yeah. So if anybody wants it, we saved it. It's some brown Thousand Island dressing. Should we give that away for the first break box?
So gross.
No, we won't do that.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got?
Oh, it's a great Monday prize. It's a pair of tickets to Motown the Musical at the Fisher Theater, June 5th. Tickets are on sale now at the Fisher Theater box office or at BroadwayInDetroit.com. But we'll give it to you if you're caller 31-248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX.
Cool. Okay, what's coming up in sports?
Erin's going to throw her printer through the wall. That's on the way.
Oh, okay. We're all walking on eggshells this morning because Erin's computer / printer. Not the way you wanted to start the week.
No, it did random updates, you know, where it just restarts itself and does updates, and now it won't read the printer, so a little angry.
Do you want us to bring the computer guy in this morning? That's the one that when they just push you out of the way, go, move, I got this, move.
And then it'll be like 2 seconds and I'll fix it, and then...
You didn't update your spool. Spool wasn't updated. What's wrong with your spool?
In real sports, though, it was a late inning rally for the Tigers.
It was a cool game yesterday. ESX 610, here's Aaron V with sports.
Jose Iglesias singled in the winning run past a drawn-in infield in the ninth inning to give the Detroit Tigers a 5-4 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday at Comerica. So Detroit takes 2 of 3 from Seattle. Tigers will open up a 3-game series against the Cleveland Indians at Comerica tonight. It's a 7-10 first pitch with Mike Fiers facing off against Carlos Carrasco. Now the Indians lead the season series 4-0 after sweeping a series in Cleveland last month. NASCAR, there appears to be no stopping Kevin Harvick. He passed defending Racing Cup champion Martin Truex Jr. with one lap to go and won the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup KC Masterpiece 400 Saturday at Kansas. Formula One, Mercedes got the commanding win and looking for all season. Lewis Hamilton won the Spanish Grand Prix. And in golf, Webb Simpson won the Players' Championship yesterday. He closed with a 1-over-73 for a 4-shot victory.
He was up by, like, I think it was 173 shots by the end of the third round.
They could not touch him. They tried.
Yeah, they tried, but yeah, no, that dude was way out in front. We got to get a winner for our first break box, Motown the Musical tickets. Jim in Detroit, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
What's that?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
All right.
Jim, why are you yelling?
I don't know.
It's Monday, man. It's fine. Get all out of your system, brother.
Congratulations, man. You're going to see Motown the Musical at Fisher Theater on June 5th.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any way you want it. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. It is 6:18. Some rain rolling into the area. Heads up on that. You should get ready to head out to work or wherever you're going this morning. This time Friday, we were talking about our producer Ryan here, our millennial, going to a wedding, and he was trying to figure out how to get out of the wedding. How to not the wedding itself, but the reception. How do you slide out? You kind of ghost your way out of it. So did you guys sneak out, or how much did you have to stay for?
We stayed for a few hours, but it only got to dinner because things took a little longer than I expected them to.
Okay.
But it was a very easy situation to sneak out of, because we were one table away from the table that had the big blinking loser sign over it.
Oh, so. Come on. That's not nice.
Yeah.
It's true, but it's not nice.
You're like the addict.
I have been at that table, and it sucks when you don't know anybody at the wedding and you're there by yourself.
Those are always the fun tables, though, because it's usually the odd people.
See, I got the odd people that weren't like fun odd people. It was just odd, like odd, weird.
Well, like our table, we knew everybody at our table, but it was just like we got put in the back. You know, our tablecloths are different colors, and I'm kidding.
It's like, oh, I ran out of confetti.
Well, they put newspaper down for you guys?
Just sit on the ground.
So did you just announce you're leaving, or did you slide out like we had talked about on Friday?
It was more of a slide out. It was during the speeches, which were too long, drunk speeches, took way too long, kept going. So Heidi just said, you know, when they start applauding after the first speech, let's leave.
Nice.
So right when she said, you know, I love you guys, so happy for you, everybody cheers. And then we got up and Heidi just looked at everybody and we just went bye, bye, bye. And then as she turned away, I just turned and went, she's really not feeling good, guys. And then left.
You can't put that on her.
No, she said she's like,
she was kind of bored with this one. All right. Well, then to Heidi, we say
dilly, dilly.
Nice. Dilly, dilly.
Oh, yeah.
Well played. Well played sneaking out of that one. That's the way to go.
Oh, you got home before the sun was down. It was awesome.
When have you ever, like, have you ever ducked out of an event or ducked out of anything like that? Think about it. 248-398-WCSX. I can tell this now. I was really embarrassed about it for years. I was hungover, and I realized when I got up on a Sunday morning that I was an usher at church. So I went in, put my suit on, and went to church and did the, you know, all the ushering, and then we did the collection. And then I promptly, as we handed the collection plate in the back of the church, I just kept going. So I left halfway through the service.
Jesus is angry with you.
Oh, I felt horrible about that for years.
You committed to him, right? You committed to what you had to do.
That's all you did for us. I didn't. But you're supposed to stand in the back of the church, you know, and kind of be there for the whole service. But I didn't feel like listening to the sermon, so I went home and watched golf.
Let me reiterate, Jesus is angry with you.
Yeah, yeah. It'll all show up in the big book when I get to the end of that one. But that's a true story. I just kind of, halfway. Kathy's like, you're home already? Like, church lasted 25 minutes. Well, for me, it did. No? Nothing? Nope, notes. Aaron's judging me, and you're like, you don't agree?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay, good.
See, I used to play with my Lego guys in the holy water, so I'm pretty sure I'm not doing any better.
There's somebody who's done something worse. I feel better. We can start telling some of your church stories.
No.
It's too soon? We can't. All right, fine. CSX, Big Jim's House, 637, 52 degrees, some rain heading our way. Heads up for that this morning. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And Adam Wren on Twitter, at Adam Wren, one of my favorite tweets I've seen in a long time. When you compliment a Midwesterner on a personal possession, it's custom for them to respond by explaining that they acquired said item at a significant discount. That is true.
It is true. I'm guilty of it all the time. It is a Midwest thing. So we're like, great shoes. Oh, I got them on clearance at Neiman Marcus for like $13.
The pineapple top.
Oh, yeah. I got it for $1.88 at Salvation Army.
See? It's like right there. We do it. I don't know what it is. It could be anything. Dude, man, nice fishing pole. Yeah, I got it at Bass Pro Shop. It's 40% off. It's right up front. You can't miss it.
It is a Midwest thing, though, 100%.
We tell people, and we even offer to take them there, which I think is beautiful. I'll take you to Kohl's if you want to go. I got 30% off.
Got some Kohl's cash.
Has anyone ever bought anything at Kohl's for retail price without one of the coupon things?
No.
Okay.
Maybe my husband, because he thinks I'm stupid for using coupons all the time. But other than him, I think he's like the exception.
No, I always pretend I'm going to take him, and then I leave him in the car.
Oh, you do that, too.
Yeah, Ryan does that, too. It's a guy thing. I can't explain it because it's stupid. We're leaving money on the table, but we do it all the time.
He makes fun of me because I'll sit there and spend an hour cutting out coupons, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, you just wasted an hour. And I'm like, but I saved $14, so it's worth it. He's like, no, just no.
I've been to Kohl's, and then we had like if you only get a 10% off, then you're upset that you didn't get your 30% off one, right? With the scratching, yeah. Kathy gets upset. She's like, well, I only got 10%. We'll go back again and do that one. And then I tell her where she bought it, because it's the Midwestern thing to do. Aisle 4. Yeah, Kohl's cash scares me. I don't know why. I won't carry my wallet.
Why?
I don't know. It's no good. It just because it makes me nervous, because it means I'm closer to going to Kohl's. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about. It's scary. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 54 degrees, some rain rolling into the area, be aware of that. Now, a huge movie, obviously, Solo, Star Wars story coming out, it's going to be out in a couple weeks here. We do have one kind of breaking news, we have the soundtrack. You ready for the title track?
Yes.
It sounds really cool. Don't worry about
that. You know where they recorded that? Southwest Detroit, outside of Armando's.
Is that what they did? Yeah. We came here for that, yes. The soundtrack for Solo is nothing but mariachi music. We're ready to play a brand new game to get you to the advanced screening. It's called Helping Hand for Solo. Aaron is going to be your assistant, your co-pilot.
Not a good idea today.
You'll do it. You're fine.
No.
You'll be fine.
I have no confidence in myself today on this gloomy Monday.
You've been self-esteem cleaned?
Yes.
Yeah. Wendell in Westland is first up. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, this is easy. You guys are going to know.
I remember. Hopefully, it's not too hard that I forget something.
No, you'll be fine. Now, Aaron is your helping hand for the Solo tickets. You can call on Aaron if you need help with one of the four questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one. These are easy. What's the name of Han Solo's ship?
The Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Well done.
Who played Lando Calrissian in The Empire Strikes Back?
Oh, that's where I need help.
You can't Google it. No Googling.
No, I mean, can I have some help with Aaron?
Aaron.
What's his name? I can see him.
Lando Calrissian in The Empire Strikes Back.
I always forget it.
5 seconds.
I can't help you with this one.
Oh, shoot. I'm screwed.
That's all right. Try again, man, okay?
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay, Jim and Wayne, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're on question number two. Who played Lando Calrissian in The Empire Strikes Back?
Billy Dee Williams.
There it is.
Well done. Nice.
Okay, so you still got one lifeline with Aaron here. It's Helping Hand for Solo, advanced screening tickets. What did they blow up at the end of Star Wars?
The Death Star.
Nice.
Well played.
Okay, last one. For the tickets, who did Luke meet in the swamp down in Dagobah?
That was Yoda.
Nice!
Yay!
Yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Congratulations, man. You're going. You won the tickets.
Woohoo! That's great.
So, Family 4-Pack is screening the Solo, the Star Wars story, next Monday at MJR Troy, and you've got 4 tickets for it.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Does your family share your love of Star Wars?
Yes, I think they do. Well, maybe I forced them to, but
Well, let's hear your best Chewbacca.
I don't think I have one.
Oh, come on. Everybody has a little Chewbacca. See? There it is.
That sounded really similar to my hungover Chewbacca.
Give me the hungover Chewbacca.
Yeah, maybe.
That's when Chewbacca goes to White Castle. That's the second movie. Hey, Jim, hold on. Ryan's here at your info. Thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Hold on. Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow morning. More hand. Wait a minute. No, I want to be helping hand for Solo.
Yeah, be careful. You know what's bad is I could see Billy Dee Williams in my head for that one question, but the only thing I saw was a Colt 45. Do you remember those awful commercials?
Which is why you went right to the Hangover Chewbacca.
Pretty much.
Okay, all right. CSX, Big Jim's House, 720. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Bob Seger there. Hopefully Bob Seger Boulevard in Ann Arbor sometime soon.
Yeah, we need your help. All that we need you to do is show your support for Bob Seger Boulevard in Ann Arbor. Now, we'll text you all the info. Just text the keyword Seger to 248-398-9279. The best part, it's on the corner of Main Street.
It's so cool. Right there, Pioneer High School. It's an unnamed street. We're not affecting anybody, but we've got to show the Ann Arbor School Board support that it's all around Southeast Michigan. And we're getting emails from all over the country now, which is kind of cool. But again, Aaron mentioned it, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
Seger.
One email I want to read real quick. Hi, Jim and Aaron. Want to add my name to the list of those in support of naming the street in honor of Bob. The street is actually not that far from Pauline Street where he grew up. Didn't know this. Sue Dolan, class of 63, classmate of Bob's. How cool is that?
That's fun.
We've had some of the alumni, too. And we're trying to figure out a way to help out the music program at Pioneer High School as well. We've got some ideas that we'll be working on. And the next step now is we're going to write a letter today to the president of the school board on behalf of everyone listening this morning, how we think it's going to be a good idea. I feel like Michael Anthony Hall when he's sitting down in Breakfast Club.
Oh, yes.
You tend to make our boulevard in the most convenient terms. That's all I remember from that when he was writing it. Maybe we're all a
dreamer nerd, or a nerd or a whatever.
Bob Seger. I don't know. That's all I got. 94.7 WCSX 728. Welcome into Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Now, who are we calling next?
We're going to call my niece, Amanda.
She's a star of a cornhole team. They're underway already, right?
Yes, but they don't have a name.
All right, we're going to talk to Amanda next, and then you're going to help us name this cornhole team. Start thinking about it right now. I'd be a good one. Corn to Run. Like a Springsteen spinoff. Wanted Dead or Corn? I don't know.
Unicorn Holios.
Corn Jovi. Ooh, all right. We'll talk to Amanda next. CSX Big Jim's House, Big Jim Aaron V, producer Ryan, 733, 54 degrees, rain rolling into the area. Be here till around 11 o'clock or so.
Be here forever, don't lie.
Stop it. You did this on Friday with the weather. Relax. Relax. You know, I know what'll make you relax. A beautiful Monday tune.
Singing cornhole.
That's right. We're talking cornhole this morning, baby. So your niece, Amanda, who's awesome.
Yes.
So this is her first time in the league that we know of. Well, let's get her on the phone here. So this is your league, right, Amanda? Is this right?
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us about the members of the team. Because before we name this, we got to know a little bit about the team.
Yep, there's myself and one of my good girlfriends, Jamie.
And is this the first time you guys have had a cornhole team, or is this like an annual thing?
Nope, this is the very first time we signed up for this, other than the occasional backyard recreation.
All right, so we got to get a name for your cornhole team. Now, are you willing to agree that whatever the listeners suggest, one of those you'll use as a team name?
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay, now a little bit about Amanda and her friend. They're both extremely tall young women.
Okay, well, that's good. See, yeah. That's kind of the end. So, like, the Amazon cornholes? Kind of Amazon women? We're just spitballing here. There's no bad ideas, Amanda. We're just throwing it on the wall, see if it sticks. We'll put a pin in it.
Yep, we're hoping somebody comes up with a good one for us.
Oh, so that was a polite way of saying that one sucked. No, we caught that. How about this one? Because you play off the corn thing? What was it? Oh, Starsky and Husk. Instead of Hart, Starsky and Hutch, you're too young to understand that reference. Never mind. Think about it. There's no bad ideas in a brainstorm. There are no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
They're both really outgoing girls, too.
Okay.
So they're both tall and they're very outgoing.
Tall, outgoing girls. Okay. So that's what we're working off.
Yep.
Okay, we got this. We're going to do this. We got this. We will nail this. Have you thought about maybe just cornholio and pulling your shirts over your head like Beavis and Butthead?
That was suggested.
Was that suggested? Okay. How many beverages in on that one? All right. Well, we're going to get to work on it right now. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. We need to name Amanda's cornhole team.
Have a good day, Nander.
You're so polite.
Thanks. You too. Right.
There she goes. Okay. 248-398-WCSX. Name her cornhole team. We can do like a Bob Seger album. If, whatever name she chooses out of all the entries this morning, we'll get you.
Oh, no. She doesn't get to choose.
Who's picking? Well, it's your family member, so...
We are picking.
The royal we?
Yes, all of us. The three of us. Producer Ryan, you, and myself, Big Jim. We're going to pick the team name.
But we need your suggestions now, and we'll give you the Bob Seger vinyl as a prize for naming the team. Sort of a rewarding fee. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Mine's are lame. Corn to Run for Springsteen.
That's cute.
Bags of Burden.
I came up with a couple.
What?
Game of Throws.
Like that one?
Because of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
We So Corny.
Ooh, that's not bad.
We love you long time. Sorry.
We do actually keep it clean this morning. There's a couple of them we can't even repeat on the air. Hayes was the one I saw. Corn to Be Wild.
Yep, Corn to Be Wild. Corn to Run you had.
Does not have to be classic rock or rain at all. So 248-398-WCSX.
Children of the Cornhole.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. 248-398-9279, our studio number. We're going to name Amanda's cornhole team. Yeah, we're doing it. CSX, Big Jim's House, 809, 54 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And you guys are on it this morning, man. 248-398-WCSX. We're naming someone's cornhole team, and not just anyone.
My niece Amanda and her friend Jamie have joined a cornhole league. They started this week, but they don't have a team name. So that's where we need your help.
248-398-9279. You call or text us as well. I do have a good one I found online, actually. I'm not going to take credit for this, though. I probably could.
Okay.
Mazed and Cornfused.
Oh, that's cute.
Or Last Bag Standing. Maybe they get Tim Allen's logo on there or something.
I like that.
Okay. Text messages coming in. There's almost too many of them. Is there anyone that's kind of jumped out of you? You really liked that Beanie Baby one, didn't you?
It's cute because they're girls.
Right.
And Beanie, you know, you're throwing a bean bag in there. Yeah, they're cute girls.
Okay. All right.
I like We So Corny. I thought that was pretty funny.
We had a couple of those.
What the Shuck.
Careful, but yeah. Like that one. No, that's also a good one. 243-98.
So you messed up?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Depends where you say it. Tim? Yeah, Tim in Lincoln Park. Go ahead. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
What's your team name suggestion, Tim?
How about the Corn Dogs?
Ooh. Like that one, the Corn Dogs. Then they can stand there. You know what? Then they actually have corn dogs with them while they're playing. You lose one-handed. You get crushed. Nice one, Tim. Kevin in New Baltimore, what name you got for us?
Well, first I need to clarify this. You say she's a one-legged girl, the other girl?
One-legged? No, they're very tall and outgoing. And they have all of their limbs.
Okay.
Okay. She's a one-legged girl. You go with tripod, but...
Cinderella Story with the ladies playing. There you go, Cinderella Story. Oh, nice. And you get Carl from Caddyshack, right?
Yeah.
All right, brother. Hold on, man. Hold on. Dennis in Macomb, you got a name for us?
It's nothing big. I was thinking, I like Eye of the Tiger.
Kind of tall, kind of tough, athletic women sort of thing there? Okay, we got it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
All right.
Ron, you got a name for us?
Yeah, Laverne and Squirrely.
Huh. All right. Well, you're the first person with that one. Laverne and Squirrely.
Somebody's got to be nuts to call you for advice.
That would be true.
It was a long way to go for that pun, brother. Love it, man. All right, Ron, we got to go.
And we're going.
Don in West Bloomfield, you got a name for the cornhole team?
Yeah, how about the Cornados?
Oh, that's cute.
The Cornados. Like
short,
that one.
Sweet and to the point.
Nice one. All right, hey, Don, hold on. Ryan's going to get your info next, okay? Hold on.
All right, thanks.
CSX Big Jim's House 824. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 56 degrees right now. Rain definitely rolling into the area here. First things first, we want to get players for Battle of the Burbs. To get that massive Movie Monday tickets, we need three players.
Yep, we need someone from the east side, someone from the west side, someone from downriver. You'll win a pair of golden ticket passes to Imagine Theater to see a movie of your choice. Imagine the magic of movies and more. And a gift certificate to Penn Station East Coast Subs, your place for hot and grilled meats, melty cheese, sizzling veggies and fresh cut fries, fresh made to order subs. You deserve it.
All right, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Let's call and be patient too, because I've always said, like, we get blocks of people from east, west, and downriver to play. So start calling now. We'll play Battle of the Burbs for Massive Movie Monday. Quick update on the voting. Suggestions as they pour in for cornhole. Your niece Amanda's team does not have a name, so we have been gifted by her the power to name the team with your suggestions.
There's a couple in the front running.
Okay.
Whole lot of love, but whole, H-O-L-E.
Like that. Which classic is, Rocky 2?
Yes, nice. I like that. Nice. I like the Beanie Babies that's up there. Just because it's cute.
Can I say the other one?
Go for it. And this is a big N-O.
Beer belching corn horse.
Of course you'd find that entertaining. I'm like, this is my niece we're talking about.
I know, we're not going to put it on the shirt.
Not two chicks in a brothel.
Ooh. Oh, okay, that's a no to that one,
no.
too? Okay. She's telling me these things, Amanda. I'm not.
Whatever. You there. Saw that come in and you were like, oh my gosh.
Man, that sounds like a show on Fox. Shut up, Thursday on Beer Belts and Carnage. Battle of the Burbs next.
Of the Burbs and Big Jim's House.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Playing for our massive Movie Monday prize pack. Got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go?
Woohoo! You bet!
Woo!
All right, that's what we'd like to hear on a Monday. We have Dave representing the east side, Eric the west side, Phil downriver. Dave, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Eric, you will yell out west. Phil, you will yell out down. Do not answer till Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're loud, okay?
You got it.
All right, question number one. Here we go. This Appetite for Destruction band is back on the charge with a new song for the first time since 2009.
East. We go to Dave.
East Coast.
Guns N' Roses.
GNR. Absolutely, man. Eastside with the first answer there. Nice. Question number two. This Grand Slam breakfast spot has new menu items celebrating Solo.
West.
We're going to go to Eric. Westside. What's the answer?
Denny's.
Woo! Home of the Grand Slam, baby. All right. So we are Eastside, Westside. One question each. So go to the third one.
More evacuations took place over the weekend in this U.S. state because of the volcano.
West.
West for the win.
Hawaii. Woo!
Well done. You're going to see a movie of your choice at Imagine Theater, and you're going to go have a delicious sub and French fries from Penn Station East Coast Subs.
Wonderful.
Give it to me one time, Eric. West Side.
What's the what?
You can't say West the what when we talk like gang people. Come on, man. If that makes
like,
me,
did you just say gang people?
Gang people.
No.
We're going to go to Starbucks and talk about this later. Gang people stuff. Yeah.
No.
We're going to tag some buildings. Hold on.
Bye.
Hold on.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V. Producer Ryan, our golfing stud. You ever seen him golf?
I know he's good at sports in general.
He's a scratch golfer. He normally shoots around 60, 61 at every course. Am I doing a good job painting a picture for you, Ryan? Is that good? Yeah. No, seriously, though. We've got a really cool event going on, the WCSX Wine 9 and Dine Golf Outing.
Yep, it's Friday, June 1st at 5 o'clock, Stony Creek Metro Park Golf Course in Rochester Hills. It's a four-man, nine-hole scramble with wine sampling on the holes, followed up by a banquet dinner. How fun is that, you know?
That's a great idea.
Just get to hole number four, and you're like, can I have a nice red?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah.
And then it's $94.70 per golfer, but that's golf, your cart, dinner, goodie bags, wine samples, beer samples from Parker's Hilltop Brewery and Spirits.
And the best part, a portion of the proceeds go to the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks to help preserve the 25,000 acres in southeast Michigan. So you are drinking and you're helping the environment all at the same time.
It's a good deal. Now, keyword golf, just text us golf for all the information. This is going to fill up really, really fast. Again, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is golf. And then something else that you can do by going to the contest page.
Yes, you can register for a chance to actually play the game with producer Ryan. You and a partner will team up with Ryan, and you get to ride around in the cart and golf with him.
Golf and wine with producer Ryan, which normally wine with Ryan is W-H-I-N-E. So this is kind of different. That was too easy. It was
that was
right
funny.
There. That was a layup, yeah. So Ryan is probably the best golfer in the state of Michigan.
Big thank you to Parker's Hilltop Brewery and Spirits, Dick Huvar's Richmond, Man's Lumber and Millwork, and Dylan Upton. Also, coming up, we have to announce the team name winner.
Oh, for the cornhole.
For the cornhole.
And then maybe we should make Ryan have it make that his team name at the golf outing as well. I think it's fair.